This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We do a lot of small business stories on this show. Rarely, though, do they come with dessert. Pie, specifically. About 10 minutes from Marketplace World Headquarters here in downtown L.A., there is a pie shop. A pie shop that is doing really, really well. It's called The Pie Hole. And when we were there the other day at like 10 in the morning, it was packed. They've got three stores in all, including one out at the airport, LAX. And they have been approached by, shall we say, overseas investors with an interesting proposition. Think big, like international franchising big. But making that decision when you're still a pretty small business is pretty complicated.
We do pie that no one else does.
I asked co-founder Lindsay Hefner to explain how they got to this point.
I've been with Matt, my husband, for 11 years, and growing up, he kept listening to his mother say, you know, one day, maybe I'll have a pie shop. And she was a nurse, completely different field. And we sat around one Thanksgiving, and Becky, my mother-in-law, made pies. Famously, I said with a mouthful of her lemon meringue, we should open, expletive, a pie shop. She doesn't love the way I said it, but she does love that I said it. And we started talking with a family friend of ours, Sean, about this idea, and right away, he goes, this is fantastic. Let's do this.
Oh, look, Sean's right here.
Sean is.
So they come to you with this idea, and you said, fantastic. But clearly, there's some business calculation going on in your mind.
Well, this was almost 4 years ago, and the economy was not in a good place.
Yeah.
People were not spending a lot of money going out for fancy dinners, but they still needed to have a nice meal. We really thought the perfect antidote was comfort food. So we scrabbled as much money as we could together, maxed out our credit cards. We knew that there was something special there, so we thought we'd give it a shot.
You now have an opportunity to franchise this place.
Right.
How did that come about, and where's it going to go?
We were really worried about becoming a chain restaurant where they're ubiquitous. You can find a pie hole everywhere. And the problem with that is, you know, the idea of a chain is that there's this massive warehouse pumping out,
right,
machines pumping out,
right,
products where there's no connection to humanity.
And pretty soon you guys are unwrapped with industrial food,
right,
and boom. And
exactly.
Filling getting dumped in and all that jazz.
And franchising has such a bad connotation
to it.
Well,
yeah, a little
bit.
Yeah. A little bit.
And so people hear that and they immediately think, everything's going to go away. All of the mom and pop touch is going to go away. And we have been, you know, tirelessly trying to ensure them that that is not our intention. And that would be the last thing we would want.
So how do you, though, if you're going to have, conceivably, a pie hole in London and one in Rio and one in Moscow and then one maybe in Shanghai, how do you keep that vibe, right? I mean, are there companies you look at who are doing it well who you say, oh, yeah, we could do that?
Of course. We always are looking at great models. I mean, put everything we have into this, and it's because we love it, and we would not feel the same way if all of a sudden we're dealing with a monolith of pie somewhere, you know, trying to open up as many shops as we could.
But, to, you know, like on that question, because that's what we ask ourselves,
right,
and we know people are going to ask us, but you have to take that opportunity if it comes to you because, I mean, you're crazy not to in a way. You have a great amount of control, more than people, I think about with they think with franchises, they just think, oh, Subway, okay, I get the book, here's some bread,
right,
I'm going to throw some salami
on
here.
Right.
And that's not how it is. This is my mother-in-law, Becky, this is her dream. And we have to answer to her because we have somebody's, like, you know, dreams in our hands. That means a lot to us.
What happens if you guys do decide to expand in a not small way and you don't like the way it's going? Then what happens? What happens if it goes bad?
Well, things did go wrong with LAX, for sure. We have we can shut it down if we want. It's in the contract. If we show up and we don't like what we see, they're violating our brand. Say, for example, I do all our social media. So when people take pictures and tweet about LAX, I caught somebody wearing a hat backwards. So we called down there and said, can't wear the hat backwards. So, you know, that's the difference is, like, we don't have a company doing our social media. It is us. I always say, if you email Piehole, you're going to get an owner. You're not just going to get some, you know, random person answering emails. It's us. We are that hands-on, and we plan to continue to be that hands-on.
I need to go. We need to, like, I need to buy like 5 or 6 pieces of pie to take back. So let's go over there to the case, and you guys point me at your favorite ones.
See, everything on the second shelf is what we consider our favorites or what we're known for.
I'm going to have the Earl Grey.
Whole Earl Grey.
A whole Earl Grey, a whole maple custard, and then she's going to pick 3 savories for me.
Chicken and cornbread, steak and ale, and the mac and cheese.
We've got the Piehole's top 5 tips for making pie on our website. It is marketplace.org, and we're going to go back in a couple of months to see how that franchising thing is going and to get more pie.